The Veterans Affairs Department has new proposals now on senior executive accountability. It wants Congress to include them in a major omnibus of veterans legislation package. VA Secretary Bob McDonald's provisions would reclassify fewer senior executives under Title 38 than he was proposing earlier, and change the current appeals process for the other SESers. The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee says that legislation could be ready for debate by April 1st. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
New proposals from Veterans Affairs Secretary Bob McDonald would reclassify Medical Center and Veterans Integrated Service Network directors, plus a few other healthcare executives under Title 38. That means the secretary would have the authority to hire, set pay, appraise, and discipline those senior executives. The VA also wants to overhaul the current expedited disciplinary appeals process that's now under the Veterans Choice Act. McDonald says most executives not in medical positions would stay under Title V, but he wants Congress to authorize the presidentially appointed members of the Merit Systems Protection Board, not MSPB administrative judges, to decide on disciplinary appeals cases. Secretary McDonald.
The issue that we faced is because of the restrictions in the Choice Act, the judges in the MSPB, I think if they were here to defend themselves, they would say the 21-day limit, the fact that they couldn't provide any remediated punishment, hem them in. And as a result, we think the changes that we'll make will be add greater clarity and give more weight to the secretary's interest.
Megan Flance is the Deputy General Counsel for Legal Operations and Accountability at the VA's Office of General Counsel.
We believe that there was perhaps a greater adherence to MSPB precedent, less appropriate deference to the Secretary's actions in the cases that we've had so far. So what we're contemplating is greater clarity around the rules that apply to the non-healthcare executives at the department.
The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee is making it clear accountability will be at the center of a major omnibus package of veterans legislation. Senate VA Committee Chairman Johnny Isakson.
What happened in Philadelphia and what happened with the Merit System Protection Board overturning your action in those two situations sent a terrible signal across the country and misrepresented, in my judgment, what really goes on at the VA. But nonetheless, it was the story that was undeniable that they'd been overturned and that you didn't have the ability to really discipline as you should and hold them accountable. On the same token, you'd need and deserve the flexibility that you asked for in terms of VHA personnel flexibility, the 80-hour rule, the emergency room problems, finding the right help that you need to give our veterans health care, and that goes hand in hand with accountability. We need to be accountable to you to give you the tools you need to bring in the right people, but you need to be accountable to us and, to more importantly, to the veterans of the United States of America, that if we've got a bad egg in the senior executive leadership of the Veterans Administration, we're going to correct that egg and get a good egg in that place. And once we've and they're going to get a fair hearing. They're going to give a right to appeal, but it's going to be back to you, and they're going to know that the buck stops at your desk, which is where it should, and any future secretary that should.
New proposals from the VA are a little different from the provisions the department initially announced last month. McDonald first mentioned the idea of reclassifying roughly 300 to 400 members of the department's senior executive service from Title V to Title 38 last month. But McDonald says that proposal was a draft, and only a draft. The language was based off internal conversations he had with House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees. But that proposal is still sparking some tough criticism from current and former members of the VA-SES. The Senior Executives Association got responses from 236 people to a survey on the VA Title 38 proposal. Most of them say that proposal won't help VA hold senior executives accountable for misconduct or poor performance. Nearly 80% of respondents say the move to Title 38 wouldn't give executives good enough due process and appeals rights. The Veterans of Foreign Wars organization has similar concerns. Carlos Fuentes is a senior legislative assistant for VFW.
The VFW does not believe that a panel of SES employees would effectively determine the veracity of adverse actions being considered against their peers, especially if the secretary is the final arbiter of that decision. While the VFW has full faith and confidence that Secretary McDonald will strengthen rather than erode VA's SES core, the VFW does not want future political appointees to politicize VA's career civil servants.
McDonald says he's using the lessons he learned since Congress passed the Choice Act back in 2014.
Recognizing that, in our opinion, the Merit System Protection Board didn't understand or didn't get to execute the intention of Congress in the Choice Act. So the way I look at this is, how do we improve the Choice Act?
The omnibus package now under consideration in the committee also includes major overhauls to the Veterans Choice Program. It lets veterans find health care outside of the VA if they meet certain circumstances. It's also looking at big changes to the veterans' disability appeals process. McDonald says he's continuing his meetings with veterans' service organizations to come up with a better solution. The omnibus is moving quickly. Isaacson says the legislation should be finished and ready for debate on the Senate floor by April 1st. He wants to see it land on the president's desk by Memorial Day.
But we've tried through communication to find ways to find common ground, and we're on the cusp. We're not there yet, but we're on the cusp of being able to bring to the floor of the United States Senate a major comprehensive omnibus veterans bill, get it passed through the Senate, get it to the House, find out where, if any place, we're going to have disagreements, and then get it to the president's desk for signature.
Months of discussions with Secretary McDonald, leaders in the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees, and even White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough are all informing the legislation. And both the Senate committee and the VA agree the omnibus needs to move fast. McDonald says he spoke to House VA Committee Chairman Jeff Miller last week when he announced his plans to retire at the end of the congressional term. McDonald told him the time is now to pass this legislation. Richard Blumenthal is the ranking member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee.
It really is a breakthrough moment for the Veterans Choice Program and for health care provided by the VA. And it's a moment. It's a good step, a very positive way forward, a path that ought to be pursued. There will be a lot more after today to be done, and we're near the finish line. I hope that we can cross it.
Senator John Tester is also playing a big role in these conversations. He introduced one of many pieces to the omnibus legislation. It's called the Improving Veterans Access to Care in the Community Act. Tester's staff has been rewriting and revising the bill as they continue their conversations with McDonald.
Every once in a while, you get to feel good about stuff we do in this body. And this is one of those moments where my staff, Burr's staff, the Secretary's staff, both of your staffs have helped us get to a point where we've got something that we think is acceptable. But to be honest with you, we haven't accomplished one thing yet. And so hopefully with the leadership of the two people to my left, we can get this thing done.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends, and you'll find much more coverage there about the ongoing issues at Veterans Affairs.